Shavua Tov, Mevarach, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 6 of Nedarim, Mishnah Dalit, the fourth Mishnah, continuing the topic of how we follow the standard Lashon B'nai Adam, the way people normally mean words when we interpret a neder. Dog, dogim, she'eni, tawim. So if a man said konam, or cherem, or karban, or one of these phrases, and he says it about what? Dog, dogim, fish, fishes. He doesn't say one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, so he would say in English, he says dog, and then the plural, dagim, that he will not taste. So what he really means here, the Mishnah explains, asur behen, he's forbidden to eat any fish, bain gedolim, whether they're big ones, bain katanim, or little ones. So in ancient times, when they said dog, they meant a big fish. When they said dagim, you know, he'd eat one of them at a time. When they said dagim, they meant smaller fish, or you would eat multiple smaller fish at the same time. The Mishnah adds, bein meluchim, whether they are salted, bein tefelim, or they are unsalted, bein chayin, whether they are raw, sushi, bein mivusholin, or they are cooked. I'm not sure they had really sushi back then, but they would salt fish very heavily, so even though they were raw and not cooked, they were so heavily salted, they were small fish, that they would be as if they were cooked. However, the Mishnah explains, mutar betarit, he is allowed to eat chopped up fish or fish hash. You know, they cut it into very small pieces, diced up. Well, you know, like tuna salad, kind of. So it's not recognizable as a fish. That's not really included when people say dog or dagim. Tari trufa is chopped up fish. Uvatsir, or fish brine, that's not really included in the term fish. Hanoder mina tzochtsana. So what if it's from tzochtsana or tzahana? This is like a chopped up fish that's then recombined. I think in modern terminology, it's the scientific terminology, I think, is gefilte fish. This is a variation on that theme. They would chop up a bunch of fish into unrecognizable pieces, but then sort of recombine them. So asur b'tari trufa, he can't have chopped up fish hash. Mutar b'tzir b'morias, he can still have the fish brine, or the morias is sort of the fish fat that oozes out of the fish. It's not the fish, but it's like the liquids of the fish. And finally, hanoder mitarit trufa. If he takes his neder from the chopped up fish, even the mushed up fish, usur betzir morius. He's usur not only to eat the squished up fish, but also the brine and the fish juice, the fish fats that oozed out, because when you chop it up, all those juices come out. So that's included in that terminology. Let's go on to Mishnah Hay. Hanoder min chalav. Someone makes a neder against milk. Maybe he's lactose intolerant, and he says, konam chalav sheni tamim. So what milk products could he still consume? Mutar bekum. He's allowed to have whey. Kum, whey, is not considered milk. People don't call it milk. Now, what is kum anyway? I thought you'd never ask. When they make cheese, the runoff liquid from cheese is sort of a thin dead. It's not milk anymore, but it does contain some protein and a little bit of sugar. So it's sort of the runoff. In modern times, they dry this out and make it into a powder. So this whey that you usually see is powdered form. It's actually the dried out kum. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says if he makes a neder from chalav, he can have not only milk he can't have, but also curds and whey would be included in that. Min akum, if his neder is only against kum, the whey, mutter, the chalav. He's still allowed to drink regular milk. Kum is, it's more specific. It's a certain type of milk preparation, but it's not milk itself. Abba Shaul adds, hanoder min hagvina. Someone makes a neder, konam, any type of ban from the cheese. Now, he didn't say gvina, he said the cheese, so maybe he only means the best kinds of cheese. Aser ba, he can't have any cheese, actually. Bein melucha, bein tefela, whether it's salted or unsalted. The Mefarshim point out that the best cheeses they had were salted. But according to Abba Shaul, at least, when people normally say the cheese, cheese is so hashuv anyway, cheese is great stuff, so they mean whether it's salted or not. Yeshar kochachem, have a great week.